Hi, on this episode, we're going to talk about, are you a rule maker or a rule breaker? If you think about the evolution of man, we wouldn't be where we are if there weren't someone breaking the rules. But also, you have to have boundaries and a balance in order to have a civilization and a society. So there's times when you need to stick to the rules and or even set the boundaries. And there's times to break the rules. Now, some of us have a tendency one way or another. And you probably can look at your own kids and know that there's one that's a rule breaker and there's one that is a rule maker. Now, the whole point of breaking rules, you all may know the quote, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you always get. Well, the reality is that that statement actually is no longer true. In a world where everything's accelerating, we have some proven examples and case studies no longer holding up. In fact, if you always do what you've always done, you'll actually probably lose everything. What do I mean by that? Let me walk you through the example of blockbusters. Blockbusters, as you may very well know, invented practically the video rental industry. So the question here is, how and when did this company actually get behind in the industry they invented? Let me share with you short history of Blockbuster and use it as an example to remind yourself to not make the same mistake as you're making your own decisions. Again, there's a time to break the rules. There's a time to follow the rules. There's a time to set boundaries. But balance it, just like everything else we've talked about, in regards to the right brain and the left brain. And here's why. See, most adults can remember that there was a day and a time when Blockbuster was everywhere. And then it may seem almost overnight that they were completely gone. Blockbusters practically invented, or at least we can say they perfected, the video rental industry. Prior to Blockbusters, videos were rented at gas stations, at corner stores, at convenience stores. And it was pretty much an honor system. A video store, a convenience store, they had a supply of videos. They knew most of their customers. They lived nearby and frequent the gas station or the shop. So they check out a video, and you trust that they'd return it. But guess what? This system wasn't reliable, and before you know it, a lot of movies, their movie inventory went missing. So in the meantime, a computer programmer named David Cook used his knowledge of computers and databases to create a video tracking system to optimize the supply and demand and moving of movies and videos. From the system that he built, the technology, he opened the first Blockbuster store in 1985. 2 years later, he had opened 19 stores. So just in 2 years, 19 stores. That's almost two a month. Well, at that point, he sold the business for $18.5 million. Nice little profit. By 1989, they were opening a new store every 17 hours. You hear me correct. They were opening a new store every 17 hours. In 1992, the company was sold to Viacom for $8.4 billion. Now, at its peak, Blockbuster was a household name, had 60,000 employees, 9,100 stores, and a billion customers visit their stores a year. By 2010, just shy of their 25th anniversary, Blockbuster had filed bankruptcy. So going back to 1985 when he opened his first store to right around 2010, they had gone bankrupt. How does that happen? Well, what people don't know is in 1997, actually, a dissatisfied customer named Reed Hastings was charged $40 late fee for a video that wasn't returned on time. As you may know, or those of you who used to frequent Blockbuster, very well know that they made a significant amount of revenue from late fee. But this particular customer took his frustration and set out to do what Dave Cook had done many years prior. He decided to come up with a better solution. And that better solution is Netflix. Netflix was a virtual online model of Blockbuster. So instead of physically having these videotapes and having to take them back, you just ordered them online, you watched them, and when you were done, there was nothing to return, so no late fees. Well, it took a few years, maybe 3 or 4 years, and then Blockbusters realized that there was something to this online rental. So in about 2000, they started working on an online rental model. They were building it in-house. In the meantime, Netflix was actually losing money. So Hastings tried to sell Netflix to Blockbuster for $50 million. Blockbusters turned them down. Again, in 2006, Netflix was still in financial trouble. By then, Blockbusters already had their own DVD rental service, but Netflix again proposed selling to Blockbusters, being bought out by Blockbusters. But with all that said, and what a lot of people like to say, is Netflix put Blockbusters out of business. But let me share with you this next part. In a twist that no one saw coming, there was actually a hostile takeover of the Blockbuster board. The person that had been the CEO for the past 10 years was forced out. He was replaced with a man named Jim Keyes. And it just so happened that Jim Keyes felt like the internet activity was not the direction to take Blockbuster. He actually immediately came in and shut down all internet activity. He wanted to refocus Blockbusters to an entertainment convenience store. He rejected the whole idea of an online presence. Within 90 days, the entire leadership team had left, and then within 18 months, the company began bankruptcy proceedings. So it was not so much that Netflix came on the scene. They were somewhat on the right track of building out an online video presence, but maybe not as fast as Netflix. It might have been more prudent to buy Netflix. We could do a couple of different what-if scenarios, but the bottom line is rejecting the online initiative by Jim Keyes definitely was the nail in the coffin. At the end of the day, Netflix didn't destroy Blockbusters. Blockbuster CEO failed to understand what the business needed to be in order to meet the changing consumer needs. So this story is a classic example for many of us that we saw in our lifetime. The 25-year rise and fall of Blockbuster, an industry it built. But when the change of online came about, they made the wrong decision. Don't make the same mistake of Blockbuster.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our broadcast archives, social media handles, contact information, and upcoming shows, visit our website portal at www.technologyexpresso.com.net and .org. Call our event hotline 855-484-6837 for a list of STEM-related events in various states across the country. That's 855-484-6837. Your feedback is important to us, send us an email through our website or directly to technologyexpresso@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to listen, learn, leverage, launch.